Why didn't you do an intro? I'm not gonna cut it. I'm not. If we're gonna be a nuisance, we're just gonna be a nuisance. By the way, Faye was meant to do the intro.
I was like, my mouth was open.
She now gave me the cut sign. Cut it.
Cut though.
Cut it.
Okay, so welcome, guys. Is that a good enough intro?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode.
There we go. You have the intro voice.
I don't have the intro voice.
Yes, you do. You have the what's that thing called? The radio voice. Radio
ladies,
guy.
Ladies. Is that guy that calls himself a radio god?
Yeah. That does some guy, I think.
No, that's energy god. That's what I remembered.
Oh. So then I'm sure there's a radio god.
Mado.
Maybe not in Nigeria. Maybe in, like, I don't know. Somewhere.
In Egypt.
That would make sense. Because it's like gods, a god. Yeah. Mm.
Shit.
Profound. We sound so high.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to another episode of I Digress. I go by the name of Uncle D. And to my right hand side,
Auntie F.
Auntie F. Wow. Let's go with it. Do you know, I realize that Young John is probably the best musician to come out of Nigeria?
Yes.
Since
I agree.
Olamide.
I agree. I don't know why he's not signed to Olamide though.
He was before.
Was he?
But as a producer.
I wish he was signed as an artist.
No,
that
no,
would
no,
I just
keep whatever he's doing now. Whatever
no, but with Olamide, he will still be doing good, right?
Yeah, but maybe he will not have to be more cautious.
More, not nothing.
He's banging in those jams right now.
I think it's Chocolate City.
Yeah, I think it's Chocolate City.
I think that's the only
one. Maybe that's the ones that give him.
So it's only him and Black Bulls. I think they're doing good.
No, CK is in Chocolate City.
Oh, CK, you know what? Yeah, Chocolate City, I think they're doing good.
Yeah, and that's CK on the
They UK. Did bad before. They had some bad
assists. I don't know, Mr. Incredible. Jesse Jags,
yeah.
Ice Prince, Ruby Gang.
Who is Ruby Gang?
Is it Ruby Gang?
No.
You won't know, Asha. She
was she in Third Mainland Bridge? Third Mainland Bridge. You remember that song?
No.
That's a good jam. When you're going home today, listen to it.
I don't think it's
going
to be on Spotify. It's probably too old.
No. What are you saying? It's not that old. It's when, you know, when Chalk City was formed. When Chalk City, the new Chalk City was formed, and they had like a whole album together. The one with Coca, that Coca was on there.
Yeah, Coca.
No, you know that song, Debo. I swear to God, on your way
on
home.
On Third Mainland Bridge.
Jam that song. You will jam it till you get to. You don't repeat.
Okay, I'll give it a try. I'm sure I don't know the song, but.
You will love it.
I know all of them. Ruby Gang was someone's brother.
Somebody gang.
I can't remember. I was about to say Moabudu, but that's a lie.
What? Ruby's son. Is he a girl or boy?
Ooh.
Ruby Gang.
Ruby. Have you ever seen a man named Ruby before?
Listen, I be hearing things right now. Listen, this is 2022.
Anything can happen.
I don't be making assumptions. If your name is Ruby, I take it.
Yeah. Here's a girl. Ruby Gang. She's someone's brother.
She might have been on that terminal.
No, she probably was. She was part of Chocolate City, but she's just babe. So she's on there with like them Jesse Jags and I can't remember that Ali, no, something. I can't remember the guy that used to be the head of Chocolate City though.
Aliu something.
Bald-headed guy like this. I can't remember his name. Anyways, yeah.
We're just ranting. But have you noticed that there are a lot of good musicians right now? Like there are so many good people. Like people are making good music right now. I feel like it's hard for like...
There's no money.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're good. Like it's different if they were just all churning out like rubbish.
No, you don't get this thing.
What is
good
it?
Good music comes out of struggle. Everybody has a talent. Everybody in church can sing. Everyone can play instruments. But when there's no money, you then rely on your talents to make money.
Your vocal cord will open up.
There's no money. Let me not lie to you. I will still start singing. My friend already told me that the transition is to go from, is when you start DJing, you then eventually release a song.
Become a producer.
Right, you go into production stuff. Mm-hmm. But I was not thinking that. I can't even take it to the next level.
Oh, Moti Cakes.
I can start singing on the song. It's like, it's DJ Debo.
Oh, you like copy Green Light. Green Light.
It's Jollof on the J you should have sang, please. That was a better song.
To be honest.
No. Give me Jollof on the J.
No, that was an awful song. I think Green Light was Jollof better. Green Light was better.
No, she had one good one. I can't remember.
She had one good one with...
Gelato.
No, that wasn't a good one.
Oh, no, Gelato was a good one.
It was awful. There was a good one with...
I think it was a good one. And then she traveled to Italy to go and make us know that she was eating gelato where it was made.
No, but that was how it came about. Oh. So she took a photo with her dad. They were eating ice cream. And then she said she recorded a video. She's like, Daddy, we are licking. Yeah, we are eating. Oh, I said licking. Jesus.
But I'm
so sorry. No, you eat ice cream. You don't lick ice cream. And she's like...
Ah. May I lick it too?
Yeah, but you still bite down on it.
No, I don't.
Is it water?
Very much.
That sounds so disgusting.
I'm very much.
Debo, that is the part I'm going to put online.
Please, you can clearly see this is an agenda. Agenda against me. Agenda. Well, I think no. I scream now. Oh, so that's how you came
so
about.
She's like, oh, Papa. Papa. That's what she calls her daddy, right? Oh, God, Paul. Please. When you're rich, you can't call your daddy any damn thing. If I call my daddy Paul. Papa, I'm sure my daddy be like, show bad. No, my dad just go, I don't have money. The moment you say Papa, I don't have money. No. But like, she was like, oh, Papa, is that something? We're taking gelato in Italy or something. And yeah. Then that was how it became, like, people were trolling. People now started trolling her. You know, she makes good things come out of all her trollings. Once you troll her, like, she's going to make money off it. That's how it came about. Then she made like $10. A t-shirt, and then she made like this thing, and next thing, she's like, oh, you know
what? But that song banged, though. Like, take it or leave it. Gelato it was an awful band. Song. No, gelato bang. Gelato
it
band.
Was pretty awful.
Give me some gelato.
Well, speaking of musicians, I think that what do you think about Chris Brown right now? About what he's going through.
I haven't paid attention to it.
Okay, so I don't know if it's AMAs or the EMAs. I don't know. He was supposed to perform.
AMAs, American Music Awards. He was supposed
to perform at. I think they were doing like a tribute to
Michael Jackson. Okay, I did.
Who else?
Yeah.
Who? There's nobody living today that can actually pull off.
I seriously disagree.
Who is the person?
Have you seen Peter?
Peter what?
Okoye. I seriously, like, have you seen Peter Okoye? Give me Alingo.
Yeah, give me headache. That's a fucking lie, okay?
Peter Square could do it though.
Do what?
They
could pull off Usher. Is Usher the ripoff, not Michael
okay,
Jackson.
Good point. It's true. Remember, and they look like, yeah.
That was their thing that time. When the first, yeah. I hated them so much that time. That was them. So they were like Usher lookalikes.
Terrible pronunciation.
Don't let's get into that.
I'm going to continue.
So like, I think he was apparently I saw a video of like his
the routine, like the
yes
train,
when
the
he was
practice,
getting
yeah?
ready. It was amazing. You wouldn't see, because he's not performed anywhere in years, like he's been blackballed, and I think it's not fair,
yeah,
to be honest. And then they canceled on him like last minute to say, oh, due to no reason at all, we're just gonna cancel and you can't perform. Luckily, he did win an award that night, but he didn't go because, of course, I'd be mad too. Like,
yeah, like
we already agreed to do this thing.
And it's going to be a lot of
work.
But
this was supposed to be like his big comeback, because he's not been on any stage he's been on has been his own.
Yeah.
Or maybe like somebody's tour, but he's not been on like an award stage in years.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's fair, because he's paid the price for whatever he had done. Him and Rihanna are friends again, or at least they are.
Yeah, but there's also the one with Kariuchi. Kariuchi, you know, they also had an issue with her too.
Yeah, but like, this is not me condoning anything, but yeah. He has paid whatever, everything that he's done, he's gotten penalized for it,
yeah,
right?
Penalized, yeah.
So like, I don't think it's fair that, then why send it to, if it was like he got away with it, oh yes, please, truly for the rest of his life, if he got away with it and everybody's trying to make him pay, but he's been punished. Can we move on? Like, and I think, I don't know if it's the nonsense cancel culture that's where
nobody wants to get dragged, really. Because I'm very sure those guys too probably wanted something. I mean, it goes down to the whole Kevin Hart thing with the Grammys, Oscars, one of
Oscars,
them.
Oscars,
yeah,
yeah.
And like the whole,
yeah, but it's been so long. Like, even the people involved have forgotten.
I saw the routine, and it's crazy. At first, I was like, I thought it was his songs, but then slowly. I said, yes. wait, hold up.
He's a master performer.
This is Michael Jackson's song. Yes. Like, so
and he had done a tribute to Michael Jackson before.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I think that was one of his final shows on award stage.
He was dancing behind the curtain or something like that. Yeah, I remember that one.
So again, like I said, there's nobody in this world that is better suited to what's that English again?
I think Peter Okoye can do it still. Sure. Have you seen P-Square dance? Can't remember when P-Square used to dance.
That's the thing. That's when I didn't actually like them. That was the time when I did not like
them.
They
had a really nice song that was elite then. That he danced inside. Did he give me that? No.
There were a lot of songs. They danced in every song, to be honest.
Yeah, but the one that I see in my head is Do Me. And Do Me, they were just a long train of grinding. Can't remember that video?
Make you do me.
That's a very long...
They do me, they go.
That's a very long train of people grinding themselves.
Oh.
Why I spoke about Young John is because when I was giving my intro, I remember that Young John has that, is it B factor or something like that?
The B what?
He has one, he talks, you know, people that talk with their tongue.
Yarisi.
Yeah.
He has
the one of his songs. I think it's Extra Cool. I don't know, man. I didn't know Extra Cool. I can't remember.
I don't have.
Whenever I hear that, I always laugh. Oh, I love it.
I didn't know. I said,
no,
that's what I'm here now. I know the funny thing. I'm going to sing it that way.
I only sing it that way. Like, I look forward to that line. So I can say, shay, shay, bear. Nah, no hate though. I love Young Jumbo.
And I think that people that. Have you seen all these, what's the thing? All these Yoruba vlogs, right?
Yeah, I've been seeing a couple.
The more interesting ones are the ones that have that, yeah, that factor. That really. Ah, Yarisi Mofe de Rice.
Oh my days.
There's this actress that also has, she has that, like, her comedy persona, Bimbo yeah. Adeboye. I don't know if you know her.
I think like the one with the very
curvy
waist.
One. Yeah. So she has like this online persona, like her comedy persona. She has that. She I love it. I love it so much.
I wish I could master it, because as much
I can,
as
I actually can do it perfectly.
You can, I can't.
I can go the whole rest of this episode now. the rest of the episode.
I don't know why I'm laughing so much. I find it
so cute.
I find it, yeah. It's like, it's kind of like no matter how gangster you are, it's like
it just soft.
Like, I'm like, what?
Hey, no, I'll rip your head off.
Oh no, I'm fucking no. No way. Nah, these guys are. It's an Ibadan thing, right? It's most like
it's very Ibadan. I cannot lie to you.
It's most like it's from Ibadan.
But it's also like a speech thing. I think it's for, so I think some people have maybe they had
oh, okay.
Speech issues. Deficiency. Maybe growing up. No, yeah. Not just this. Maybe just growing up. My brother had it initially. Oh, I beat it out of him.
Yeah, but I could have been Young John now, though. You don't know. Huh? If you
could have been, if you leave. No.
Nah, forget about it, man.
Oh my God. So, kind of switching gears. Do you remember? Like, I'm laughing too much. This is even like a sad story, really.
Yeah.
The girl that went to Mexico, that her friends beat her up.
Right. So, I've avoided that story at every point in time that has come across me. But I do have a...
Did you watch the video?
No, I watched a short video on Twitter of how they were fighting, I think.
It was not a fight.
They were beating her.
It was a beat down. Like, so, first of all, oh my God, did you see the I don't know, I think it's an NFL player that donated, I think, $65,000 to her GoFundMe for them to get justice. I think everybody in that video needs to be arrested and charged the exact same charge that they give the person that was beating her. All the people that were recording that video. They need the same charge because they kept saying, oh, fight back. And they're just then they're laughing. What I think. So my
is it a show that she was beat to death or like?
Yes, she was. So she was beaten, I think, and they left her there. So I think maybe they broke her spine or something, or they broke her neck or something like from the beating. Because that beating was a lot. And then they left her there. They went back to the US, left her in Mexico.
Yo.
So the family had to be the ones to look for money to ship her
body
back home. It was pretty awful. And my own assumption from the whole thing is, I don't care what somebody has done. I don't care. They cheated on, they stole your boyfriend, stole your man, stole your husband. It's okay, insult them. Send them a strongly worded text message. but don't beat them to death. Or don't even beat them, to be honest. Like, you have no business beating anybody. And why I think that is man related. Man or money.
It's most likely man.
It's man. Because she didn't fight back. And it wasn't even like she didn't fight back. She didn't even try to protect herself. Like, she wasn't even blocking the punches.
Yeah.
So I feel like she felt that she was in the wrong. So maybe because they all went on a vacation together and then they beat her and then they left her there. So what I think...
And there were guys in the vacation as well.
I was hearing guys' voices. So I don't know. Maybe it was like a couple's trip or maybe it was like a joint. I don't know. Maybe just friends went on a trip. So what I assume is that maybe, what's that word again? Maybe you. She cheated on somebody's, that person's, or cheated with somebody's man or whatever, or woman. And they found out. So I feel like the reason why she wasn't fighting back was because she felt like maybe that was her way to like show that she was sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Like okay. Just, like I'm not going to fight you. You know. I know.
She probably also stole something too. I don't know.
But I also feel, so the generality of it is that I think she felt remorse for whatever she might have done wrong. So her way of making
peace with it was just
I'm not going to fight you. I'm not even going to block you. Like okay, beat me, mo deserve it.
Yeah.
And then you decide to beat the Omolomo to death. Like I think it was a very gruesome video. It wasn't actually.
I've always had this thought about fighting, right? Two things. I'm not that beautiful. I need to maintain the beauty I currently have. Cannot fuck up the face. Jesus. One. Two. I watched a video one time about a guy that threw a punch and killed the guy. One blow.
Some people are just waiting to die. Some people just want to push them. And they'll just fall down and that's the end.
And you know, it was in a coffee shop. The guy was provoking, was a small guy that was provoking a bigger guy. And he was just like, he kept provoking him. Mm-hmm. And he was ignoring.
The small guy was provoking the bigger guy.
Yeah. And he was ignoring. And then he turned and he punched him. And that was the end. On the edge of a table and he died. And I continued reading the story. I Googled the guy's name because people.
Is it prison?
Yeah.
Prison?
He was jailed because he killed him. He wasn't self-defense. The guy never laid a finger on him. Right? He was just like. Like verbally assaulting him or like looking for his trouble, like you know, and if he lays finger on him, it was just like you know that kind of like what you want to do, and the guy just like at one time, like one blow,
seven die,
like he killed him, right? So I always after seeing that video, I always had the mentality that you know, no matter how angry I am, I would never resolve to like physical. Even one day I was playing ball, as opposed to fighting, I tried to sip and I collected a punch, boo, on my jaw, right, and I just removed myself from the situation very quickly.
Because you can just slap him now. That's the end.
Exactly. Because the natural thing to do in that situation is like, okay, you hit me now.
I'm going to hit you back.
And I just removed myself from the situation because I was like, you know what? None of that. And that's exactly the thing. Like sometimes you think that you're angry. You're throwing blows. Nothing's going to happen. You're just going to beat this person. Yeah, they might have some bruises. Yeah, like, oh, fuck you. I'm the big girl. I'm the big guy now. But shit, life is done.
Anything can happen. Yeah. But speaking of that now, I watch a lot of Real Housewives. And There was a fight in one of the seasons, and then something happened in one of the episodes this week.
Yeah.
And the first one that happened like some seasons ago, I'm still of the opinion that somebody who verbally provokes is just as bad as a person who retaliates physically. Because my power, we all have different powers, right?
Yeah.
Your power could be your tongue, my power could be my fist. You can't tell me how to react to your provocation. Do you get? And then I remember it was this little girl. The other lady was bigger. And then she was saying things. So she was like, oh, do you want to beat me? And then she came into her face and was flipping her hair like, do you want to hit me? Do you want to hit me? And then because, you know, where in the abroad, you know that if somebody hits you, they're going to get in trouble.
You're going to get in trouble.
So why are you trying to bait them into doing something that you know that they're not supposed to do? And then she just kept going. And then the girl was like, do you want me to beat you? She's like, yeah, try it. And then the girl grabbed, oh my God. Listen, they needed men to release her hand from the girl. She dragged her tracks. She was dragging her hair and she was pounding her head into the table. It was bad. But I'm like, you know what?
You kept looking for it.
Who is at fault? Because the truth is, I feel like you're just as culpable as the other person because you could have left that situation. You kept asking this girl and it's not right. Nobody should lay a finger on you, but you shouldn't also speak to people that way. And then she was playing the victim for the rest of the season. And every time she's talking about it, she starts to cry. And the other one is like, why are you crying? Me too, I can cry because the things you said to me too. They made me cry too.
Yeah.
So everybody can decide to cry, right? And then the same thing happened again like this week. Somebody threw a drink in the other girl's face. And that one just kept replying her verbally. She didn't even touch her. She just kept replying her verbally because and everybody kept coming for the person replying verbally. And he was like, someone poured a drink in my face and I chose not to hit her. I chose to reply her. Like, I just think that because people like to downplay the effect of like verbal and psychological insults or whatever. Yeah, or like emotional insults. Like you can't just be hurling insults at me and just think that I'm just going to sit there. Some people are not good with their words. I stammer when I'm angry. When I'm upset, I don't even know what to say.
So you used to throw hands?
I don't throw hands either.
Do you know this? Don't try.
I heard that today again.
Because I throw hands. Boop, boop, boss.
So I don't throw hands. I don't fight. I have fought before.
Wow.
Yes, it's not.
Okay,
my,
quick question. Age.
How old was I?
Yeah.
I was in Lagos. So I was 26.
This was.
It's fairly recent. Yeah. I was 20. It was 2018.
Was this about man?
No.
Okay.
Food. It was somebody older than me. No.
Ah, if woman or a man? Woman, family. Mm. Are you true hands?
Oh, gee. So I didn't mean to throw hands. In fact, you know what? I say I say I didn't. I would say, you know what? I didn't. I stand by it. I did not. I only just replied. So it wasn't anything. So me and this person.
She's about like, I'm about to drop that name. Good things are this recorded, so I would have edited out for family peace.
For family peace.
And rain. And love. We don't want peace, we want war.
Me and this person, like, we're really close. We're really good now. We're really good. But yeah. I was in a very bad place that day. We also have to remember that people have... My brother always says something. Oh my God, my brother again. My brother always says something. Because I'm younger than you doesn't mean I don't have the same emotions as you.
Yeah.
I'm entitled to the exact same emotions that you, as an older person, you wield, right?
Exactly.
So you cannot say because, oh, you're a young person, you have no right to be angry at this. Yeah. I have every right to be angry. Unfortunately, I cannot react the way I would like to react, but I still have the right to be angry. And I think it's okay to... acknowledge that, oh, you're angry, okay, yeah, but I know that you cannot insult me back, but I know that you're angry, right? But don't tell me, why would you be angry? What's making you angry? Wouldn't it make you angry?
Yeah.
So that day, this family member had asked me to, so I was on the island. I slept over at my friend's place, a girl. In her house.
I don't know why that information is necessary.
Clarity, yeah. Because I know that as I'm talking now, you'll be giving me, you'll be looking at me.
No, long, I mean, kind. Anybody can sleep in anybody's house.
No, I only sleep in girls' houses.
Okay.
Yes.
Continue your story, please. So, I'm interested.
This was in Chevron, right? I don't know if you know Lagos proximity.
I do know.
And where we're living was in Otedola Estates, Omoli.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I live there, actually.
That's X, the
opposite. Ultimate opposite, yeah.
So, imagine. Well, this was my auntie. Let me have already said it. So my auntie had called me that, oh, hey, I'm on my way to Lagos, this and this. And I said, okay, cool. I think she needed a key. And then they were bringing stuff for me. I had moved. So it was like a previous house. We were just trying to clear out the house, but we still had the keys and stuff. I was the only one left in Lagos. I had the keys with me. And she had said, oh, okay, once we're at this place, we'll call you and you can start coming. And they were with my mattress, right?
Yeah.
The logical thing, my house, my new place was in Ogudu. And I said, okay, drive to Ogudu. I will give you the key there so that you can also drop my stuff for me. Yeah. Right? And they're like, ah, no, we can't enter. They're inside Lagos that they want to stay, like, because Otedola is at the edge, right?
Yeah.
They just want to stay, do what they have to do and get back. I'm like, but it's not fair now. Like, so am I supposed to now start dealing with tying mattress on my bed or whatever and then getting to the house, finding my way to carry it up? And there was a driver within that could have helped me, right? But I got upset. That's why I love my dad. My dad had already warned me. When I told my dad, he was like, yeah, then don't go. Stay in your house and tell him to come and get the key from you. Yeah, you're not leaving your house. But I'm like, hey, what would Jesus do? That's exactly what I told my father. My father said, okay, I'll remind you. Ah, he reminded me.
He said, I told you.
And then, so by the time I was going back home from, they didn't know where I was. So I was going home from Chevron. There was small traffic. It was Saturday morning. So I was a bit late. I got there. Auntie was already mad. And I was mad as well because I was mad at the fact that.
Probably you had to be there.
I had to come all the way here. You could have helped me. I still have stuff. Like, you could have just helped me bring this thing. They were driving a bus. You could have just helped me bring it. Now I have to tie this into my SUV or put it inside, whatever. Anyway, I was upset about that. And I was also upset about the fact that I was in traffic. I did not have money for gas and I was driving up and down Lagos. So me too, I just said, good afternoon. And she was giving me a answer. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Move on. Me too, I'm angry. And I went to the house. I opened the door. I cannot say I did not greet you. And then she entered the house. And then she just turns to me and she's like, all this occurred in Yoruba. So I'm just going to transcribe or whatever it takes. she's like, don't try that with me again. I'm like, what did I do? What do you mean? What did you do? You kept me waiting for clinical hours. I'm like, yeah, but I apologized over the phone and I told her there was traffic. Hey, where were you coming from? Like, that's really no importance. Like, I'm here now. Hey, clinical, that's it. Is it me you're talking to like that? I'm not talking to you anyhow. Why are you doing your eye like that? I'm doing my eye like this because I'm tired as well. And I think I'm a bit upset because I would have loved for you to bring help me bring this to my place. The same way I'm sticking my neck out and driving all the way here to then still carry load. I don't think it's fair, but I mean, I'm younger, right? So I'll take the hit. She'll say, is it me? I know you're up where. Anything you say, is it me you're talking to like that? No, there's nothing you can say that can be respectful
even
once
if
you're angry.
Even if you say, sir.
Yeah, we tell you that. See the way you said that, sir. Emi lo npe ni sir.
Emi. Emi chief.
Emi. Suddenly, their title would increase. And like, oh, that, she just started getting mad. And then at that point, I was just like, you know what? I'm not even having this. And I started walking away. Come back here. See, I can't not speak Yoruba. Gosh. She's like, hey, is it me you're walking away from? And I'm like, yeah, I need to de-escalate this. Like, I can see you're angry and there's really no need for
there's no need for war.
I was like, I'm having a headache because I'm tired. And the way you're shouting, you're too close to my ear. Let me move. So like, even if you want to shout, I can hear from afar. I think there was something I now said that just set her off. Oh no. Nia was touching my phone and she's like, that phone, I would throw it away. I'm talking to you, you're pressing your phone. I'm like, and I now burst into light up and I'm like, I'm like, you throw this phone away? Like, you didn't buy it though. So you're not gonna throw it away. It's like, is it me? I'm like, who bought your phone for you? I'm like, it doesn't matter who bought it for me, but you don't even have this phone. Ah.
Yeah, you never wait. Before you continue this story, can we take a break intermission? You never, I repeat, you never tell an African, Nigerian, most especially a Yoruba auntie that she can't afford something. That you can't afford something and she can't? Or someone else can and she can't?
No, whoa. But that wasn't my fault. You're telling me that you're going to throw my phone away. On what basis?
I mean, you have every right to say that, but I'm just saying that you never do it.
I was like, you don't even use this phone, so you're not going to throw it. And I was laughing. I was just laughing because I'm very sure. You know when you're laughing.
Techno or something like that. Should not be thinking.
There we go. That's right.
Oh god damn!
I know when you're laughing, and somebody is angry with you. The person is annoying the person. Yeah, annoying the person. All the more, she just got angry. It's like, he's like, go. I was like, you know what? So I think I was trying to go towards the room, and then she came to block me. And I kept walking back. I'm like, please don't get close to me.
Yeah.
No, before then, I was like, you know what? Oh, I cussed. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm out of here. And then I just picked up my bag. Like, hey, mini fuck.
Oh, my God. I can imagine that.
Hey, mini fuck. Amy, fuck. Oh,
this feels like an African magic Yoruba show.
It was like
show.
A movie. Like, I thought I was on set. And then next thing, so I went into the, like, because she kind of blocked me. I was like, oh, okay. Then I went into like the room to pick whatever was left of my things. And then she kept coming towards me. I'm like, you're in my personal space. I would like you to please move. And then she kept talking and I was moving back and she kept coming. I'm like, you're getting too close and there's no more space for me to walk back. It's wall that is remaining.
Yeah.
Please stop it. Stop. It's like, how dare I talk to her like that? That even my mother, that even she cannot talk to my mother like that because my mom is younger sister.
Yeah.
And she can't talk to my mother like that. That this and this and this. Now I'm spoiled. That my mother did not train me. Oh, okay. I mean, I feel like some other people would have been upset about that. But I'm like, she did not train me. Okay. So okay, let's move on. And then she just started getting angry. So when I wasn't giving her the response she wanted, no, I think at the point when she was like, "That doesn't she have the right to?" She was like, "Don't I have the right to speak to you?" I'm like, "Yeah, you do, but you don't have the right to yell at me, and then you don't have the right to try to hit me because you're already trying to like touch me." I'm like, "You don't have this right." She's like, me no right, skinny." And I just saw her. She just turned back and stumbled off into the kitchen. I'm like, "What's she going to get? I hope it's not a knife." And then she came back. She's like, "I did not see Omorogu. I wanted to." I was like, I want to go for what? She said, I wanted to use it on you. Me. I said, that's not what I'm not going to do that. And I said, I'm going to what to do. I'm like, you know what? I'm about to leave. I can't do this. She's like, can you go? And then she goes to the door. She runs to the door and locks the door. The front door of the house. Because yeah. I was, so we both literally raced to the, because I could see her. I could see, you know, when you see, like, I don't want to use a certain word, but when you see person's eye, I'm like, she's about to do something crazy. So I'm like, we both look at the door like, and then we rush to the door. And she got there before me, locked the door. And I was trying to, I just started dragging her. Like, I was just trying to get the key so I could open the door and just get out. I just didn't want to be in that space. I knew that something bad was going to happen. And then at that point, she just grabs, I think she pushes me and then she grabs me. Ah, I still have a mark. It's still somewhere in my hand. My neck, like I had bruises everywhere. I had scratches all over my body. And then she starts to grab me and then she grabs my bag, throws it across the room. cut all my beads that I was wearing. At that point, in my mind, I was like, okay, it's on. It's on. And then,
bing, 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 in the right corner.
And I didn't even remember that. Because me, when a fight's about to happen, the first thing I do is make up my mind on the outcome. So I already, when she was already getting close to me that time, I already told myself that if she slaps me, I'm going to slap her back. So that was my conclusion. Slap me, I slap you back. Whatever I do to me, I do it back to you. I won't do it first, sha.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do it back to you. And then that day, so immediately all that started happening. I think I now said something to her like, what the fuck is all this? Because at that point, I'm like, I just wanted to get out. My adrenaline was like, if you were in that room, you would hear my heartbeat from across the room. Like, my heart was beating fast and it was loud. And I'm like, what the fuck is all this shit? Like, I'm not about this. I'm not here to fight you. And I started shouting. And I was calling for the, because it was like an apartment upstairs. So I was calling the driver. So he was not trying to get in the, like, he was not telling my auntie to open the door that this isn't cool. Like, let her out.
Yeah.
And then the next thing, I think I said, she just dragged me and she just slapped me. And my glasses flew across. I just heard my glasses. What made me know I was slapped was I heard my glasses landing somewhere.
It was like Matrix.
On the ground. I'm like, oh, is that me? I mean, I already said that. Slap me, slap me. So I now try to, you know, return my own slap. But unfortunately, I only cut like her chin.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't know how to connect.
But best believe, the old world heard that. Oh, family, she slapped me. Immediately happened like this. It's as if she had been for that moment. She now went, she dropped the key. The key that I've been trying to get from her for the past 15 minutes. She suddenly just dropped the key. Hey, you slapped me. She picked up her phone, started calling everybody. That means I slapped her. I did this. I'm like, yeah, but like, you pushed me though.
Yeah,
and so immediately I did this. The first thing I did, immediately I did this and it happened and I got out the house. I just called my mom. I'm like, oh, so mommy, you're gonna get a call in like 3, 2, 1. Yeah. They're gonna tell you that I slapped this person. I didn't. I tried to. I didn't.
It did, as sad as it is, it didn't connect.
I didn't get to do it. But my daddy is the worst one. I called my dad and I tell my dad like, because I was so hyped up on like adrenaline. Yeah. I was yelling on the phone and my heart was beating fast. I called my dad. Because my mom was like, calm down. What happened? I'm like, let me call you back. I called my dad, like, I need to talk to my daddy. I called my dad and he's like, what's going on? I told him everything. I'm like, daddy. And I sent him pictures, like, see my neck, see my body. I'm bruised up. He's like, what the fuck? I told you. This is what would Jesus do? Jesus that push you to where you are now. Are you happy? He was like, get the fuck out of there. He was like, can you drive? I'm like, he's like, get the fuck out of there first. Get the fuck out of there. I don't need you there. Like, oh, more. See that day? I felt like Bruce Lee because in my mind, I'm like, I escaped death. But at the end of the day, I mean, in Yoruba land, it's you that we still go and beg. Like, I did apologize and I felt.
Yep.
Did I feel bad?
So the thing about it is they will trip you to the point in which you will feel bad.
I got so many calls in 2 days than I get on any birthday.
Everybody's going to be like, Agbo, eh? So what's going on?
You shouldn't have done.
Some people will not come with you like, well, on your side, though.
You should have just apologized. But like, and as my brother kept saying, like, you can't do this. Because if anybody else did this to you, the same way you're upset about my words, I'm upset about your words as well and your actions. Like, you can't expect that. Oh, because you're older than me, you have the monotony, monopoly.
I get the vibe.
There we go. You get the right to be. You're the only one that has the right to be upset. You don't have that right, or you feel like, oh, you are richer than me, or whatever. You have the, a poor man has just as much right to be angry as a rich man. Now, would they care if a poor man is angry? Probably not. But I feel like people need to then understand that regardless of your age or the situation that you're in, your words or your actions can provoke the next person. And the person is just within their rights to be upset. Now, everybody should try to walk away at every point in time, but you can't come in my face and be yelling like, oh, slap me, slap me, slap me, how dare you, slap me, slap me. I mean, I'm not talking now girl to girl. I'm not even talking, like, I'm not even going, like, I'm talking girl to girl. Don't slap me now. Slap me now. How dare you want to slap me? Ugh.
Yeah, I feel like the provoking thing is a huge thing. Like, and when I was younger, I used to be able to, I never used to fight with my hand because I had a bad mouth. Like, I would insult people, Jesus. Like, I was that bad.
What?
I remember the guys in my class, I would just keep going on them. Like, I would insult everything about your personality. Like, everything you can possibly think about. But after a while, I kind of realized it didn't make any sense. Trying to hurt people for no reason makes no sense, right? So I stopped insulting people in their front, started insulting them behind their back, right? Was more strategic.
But you do know that the day they hear the things that you said behind their back.
Yeah, but you have no proof. It's not recorded.
Oh, they could have proof. Oh. If your DMs leak today.
If my DMs leak today, then I believe that Jesus has come. That's the only way.
The end is nigh.
God has come. It's time to go. God's like, bro, time to go. I'm like, okay, yes, sir.
God is calling you. Call to glory.
Because there is no other way. The beating.
No, I've checked my DMs. You know, the last time I said something about my DMs, I think they're clean enough.
Was my what do you call it? My what's he called? There's this thing on Snapchat. I had to go and check. I saw a tweet for your eyes only. So for your eyes only. Instead, if your for your eyes only leak tomorrow, what would you have there?
You know what?
And I went to go and look at it.
I'm just gonna check right now.
And I say, what do I have in this place? Luckily for me, I didn't have anything.
Funny thing is, I used to have one thing in there.
Hey,
I used to have one thing in there, but I think it's empty now. Let me see. I think I did tell you. Nothing here. The Holy Spirit. I think I just received Rema one day. I'm like, go and delete that everything.
I think I also deleted my one because when I saw the thing, I'm like, oh, I actually haven't looked there for a while. So I went to open it.
I don't even
like,
remember
oh,
that it's
wow.
there. Oh no, it wasn't. No, for me, it wasn't for you guys. It was, which is pretty stupid. Is the hidden folder on my iPhone, which does not have a lock.
I think it has a lock now, though.
Does it have a lock now?
Yeah, I think so.
It didn't used to have a lock.
Yeah, I think it does have a lock.
And it was very stupid because the hidden is right there. Like, it says hidden.
It says hidden. Like, it's not hidden from anybody.
It says hidden.
Aside your general folder.
Except for someone that cannot read. That's the person that it's hidden from. Like, it says hidden. Oh, yeah. Now it's locked. Oh,
yeah,
because
one day I was trying to delete something.
Yeah,
I
think that's what you said. I'm like, Fekemi, this thing ain't hidden for nothing. Yeah, I even recently deleted. It's now password.
So I was
protected.
Going to, what do you call it?
Because they're assuming that you deleted the hidden things.
I wanted to check what I recently deleted, and then I saw like, oh wait, it was a padlock on both of them.
I haven't been there. I've not done anything new.
But yeah, I do. I feel like don't provoke people. Like don't fight someone with your words, thinking that they won't hit you back or they won't like react
because you know that it's a crime. Yeah. Like, oh, the person has no, because this person can't. So I'm using the only power that I have.
And there's some things that trigger people. Like, you remember when you said that your auntie said something about like you didn't raise you well. When I was younger, saying that I wasn't raised well used to affect me a lot. I mean, till now, if I'm being honest, I feel like coming for my mom in a certain way kind of like puts me off very weirdly. Because obviously, my mom tried, like, I was a single
she
mom,
did her
right?
Best.
So I kind of like always feel like, yo, I am the problem. Come for me.
Face me. Don't face the poor
like,
woman.
What did she do to you?
Leave her alone. She did her best. It's me that did not listen.
So I used to get like really mad. I remember one time in secondary school that a teacher, my chaplain, Yoruba teacher, insulted my youth. And then he saw my mom. He just said, I can't believe. No, it wasn't him. Sorry, it was a Greek teacher who is actually the vice principal now. He said, I don't believe the. I can't believe who raised you. Yeah. Oh, well. I turned the whole school upside down. Everybody came back. I was like, you might push them.
Four teachers?
Yeah. And I was a chapel. I was a chapel prefect, by the way. So it was a thing
who
that
appointed you.
I was the closest person to God in Accent. I can promise you that I was the closest. Almost.
What school was this? It's school for good and evil.
That's a nice one. I was the closest person to God in my set. I mean, the closest one that was willing to work for God. In my sets, I was a top prefect, but I didn't used to fight as well. I'm a very nice guy, cool guy, calm. I used to have a temper before, so you know when someone doesn't shout all the time and all of a sudden he's like losing his temper. That thing is good because when you end up like getting angry, people kind of cut you some slack in a way that
you
feel
like you know
okay.
What,
I've never seen this guy angry before, so whatever
like
the person
an
did,
outburst, like,
yeah,
a, like a huge
must
outburst,
have been, must have been bad. So that kind of thing. I was never angry in school. I always used to play with everybody. And then I lost my mind and I was shouting. All the teachers, they called me. I remember the chaplain came and held my head. I said, it's okay. You know, you're when you're angry, you're not calling your full name. I'm like, bro, leave me alone. Like, I remember they had to lock me into one office. Like, they had to like lock me there and keep me there for a couple of minutes. I was losing my mind. I was just screaming all over the place.
There's really nothing anybody can say to me that's going to make me,
I always feel like I always feel like it's. So I don't think I have trigger words in terms of like now. If you said, "Yeah, my mom didn't raise me well," I probably be like, "That's mad,"
it's
because
okay,
my mom doesn't have piercing. So hey, she probably didn't do a great job either. But like,
no, she did a great job. Yeah, it's you that did not
like,
listen.
Yeah, yeah, she probably tried her best.
She
look
did
at me.
Her best. She's,
like, if she finally had pieces now, I'm what do you call it? I'm disowned.
Cut off.
I'm out. So, obviously, I won't get angry at that now. But in a way, I feel like if you say certain things and you do certain things and they build up, right? You're pushing someone. Like, you know that, what's that proverb? You keep pouring the water till the cup is full. Right? Is it Bible?
I have never heard this before.
That they say if you, I'm like, your anger.
Your cup right over.
No. My cup right over is a prayer, bro. Yeah, it's like, I want
know,
it to.
I don't know. No.
They say when you pour water into a cup, it's like anger. Anger mm-hmm. is like pouring water into a cup.
Mm-hmm.
You keep pouring
mm-hmm.
and it keeps getting fuller. I don't know if it's
English. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but that.
Logically.
It gets to a point where it begins to overflow.
And
that's when the person busts out.
I can bet that is not a proverb. That is literally you are just your kitchen and you just open tap on that cup and you just realize that.
Adebo Wale 2022.
The one I know is if you shake, okay, no.
You know what? See, guys, I swear to God, I promised myself. That I will not give Faye anything to use as a clip. But you see what just happened right now? I swear I have self-control. Take it from me. But I have...
No, I swear to God, it looks bad, but I swear...
It is bad.
It had nothing to do with that.
I mean, if you can just imagine something shaking.
No, but I was just like trying to make like the shaking gesture. We need to start doing videos.
Because that was hilarious. Like, this is how I was looking at you. I was just like, what? What do you think? I look at your hand
what
like,
do you think?
Nah, that was funny. That was really funny. Because I swear, I promised myself, I'm not going to give her clip worthy audios.
I already have one.
Like, one is okay. This one. Because I was like, what?
No, you guys, we need to introduce videos at some point. Nah. In the new year, we'll introduce videos.
Which of which? Hey.
Jesus is
lucky. By the way. Faye and I will not be around for a month.
The whole of December. What are we going to do?
I don't know. So I was thinking, right, that we should have an Instagram live. And I've said this before. But I was thinking we should do like an Instagram live one time. So... one person on I Digress, obviously, that would be you, and then you had me, and then we kind of have people like just join in and have like random conversations with them, like just.
That should be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun, actually. We can do that. And
let us know if you want.
Yeah.
Tell us in the DM.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you could. I mean, you could use this as a clip. You see? I should have said that off the recording.
We'll do more. We'll do more than one clip. It's okay. There's no limits. There's no barrier to how much
clips. This is the best one. This is the best part. This is the best part to use. Yeah, but like, we should probably do that because we're not going to be around. You traveled to somewhere. The first week, I'm out the second week. So we're not around till January.
Not new year.
But I mean, we've been consistent. This is episode 22.
We've tried.
We've done 22 episodes and we started in
January.
22 that's episodes. Half that's half of the year. Come on.
We did better than we thought.
Come on. That's 22 out of
that's
52.
That's a C.
And we're like, we'll probably have one more.
So 50%.
Right? Or two more.
Yeah, probably two more.
Two more. You'll probably have two more episodes. So we'll do like 24. 24 times 2 is 48. That's almost there. Yeah. Almost half. Yeah.
That's still a fail. We did not pass.
No, we passed.
No.
We passed.
In your wire, if you get to
because we're traveling for the whole of December. That's not our fault. What? There are 4 weeks in December that.
So when you're in secondary school, when you travel, they will do your grade average. They will remove the weeks you were not in school.
Holiday now. Holiday session. They don't calculate holiday. Inter-house break, inter-house sports. What those things? I don't know.
Oh, I know inter-house sports. What's inter-house break?
I don't know. Something. I just formed it now.
Good night, people.
But like 48, 52 minus 4 is 48.
It's okay. This right? math you're doing is not mathing.
So we halved it, bro. Guy, we halved
it. You know what? That's it. We halved it. We did it. We did a good job.
We'll be back
in January. Yeah. For my birthday.
What are you planning to do for your birthday?
I don't know. I was going to go to Mexico, but...
I mean, she's just coming back from...
Don't remind me. That don't matter. I'm celebrating life.
How would you turn next year?
There's no need.
I mean, come on.
I turn what I turn. I turn plus one.
Plus one.
Plus one of whatever I am. I turned 31 in January.
Which is plus one.
I've never really...
You see, it's nice to say it out.
I've never said that before.
I turned 24.
Oh, shut up. I've never used myself and 31 in the same sentence ever.
Like, you've never said, I'm going to turn 31.
Never. I've never said that before.
age is just a thing of the mind, do you know?
I agree, but like, yeah, it's just,
do you
so
feel 31?
No, I feel like I'm 22.
That's life.
I'm feeling 22.
But 31, that's great though. 31 is a great year to turn, you know?
Yeah, you like, okay, you said like 5 times.
You're like 9 years from 40.
You said it like...
Yeah, that's a good thing. You have 9 years to get to 40. Nine.
Did you really have to use 40 as a reference? Tipo, what is this?
No, I'm just saying, like for me now, if you say 20, good night, people, 24.
What the hell?
24 is a great time to be because I'm 6 years from 30. Right, someone said that.
Do you
me,
ever I'm, really use that? You say you're 4 years away from 20. That's what you say. I'm 1 year away from 30, okay?
No, you don't go back.
That's not your business.
That's Benjamin Button stuff.
That's not your business. Because people that are 20, so when you're under like the five, like the mid mark,
well, you're thinking
you're
about
closer
where you're
to the younger
from.
One. Yeah.
Come on. Okay, I see where you're coming from. Okay, that's okay, right. Okay. You're 1 year after 30.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I'm happy for you though. Your 30 was a great year.
Yeah, this was a great year. It was. So. It was a very fun year. I did a lot of things that I never normally do.
Yeah. Mm. A lot of things.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of me too. I don't know why I laughed.
Anyways, guys, as you can see, we've come to the end of this episode. And well, I want to shout out some people.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I want to shout out. So I got to know someone who listens to the podcast in St. Kitts. You became so confused when I said shout out.
No, St. Kitts and I've.
No, it's just St. Catharines out of town.
Oh my God. I thought it was like St. Kitts, the country.
We're international now.
That's nice.
Ontario South. So
thank
shout
you.
Out to you guys. Thanks for
thank
listening.
Thank you.
It's nice
we
to know.
To do more.
It's nice to know when people listen that you didn't, that they don't like just
know
randomly,
you, right?
Exactly. Just like
because I said you the beginning. It's only people that knew us that used to listen. Mm.
Yeah. Shout out to your friend. I can't remember his name now. But
Adeva.
They always used to comment.
Adeva.
I used to always look forward to
100%.
Yeah.
He's number one. I think I've spoken about him one of the episodes before. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the one.
What one?
The one that someone peed at the back of the bus. Is it the one?
He's not the one.
I know he's not the one, but we spoke about him.
Yeah,
in that
that's the episode. Like, no, he's not.
She's like, he's not peace.
Before his wife will leave him, I say, you did that?
No, he's not the one, guys. Not the one. But I remember you spoke about him in that episode.
Yeah.
And that was a funny one. Yeah.
One of my guys.
Shout out to everyone that listens. Thank you, guys. Hugo, everyone that, like.
We appreciate.
Keep listening.
Send it to your friends, your enemies. Your daddy's secretaries. Wink, wink.
Rah, man. Why? You don't want your daddy to meet us? Why?
So now she can know that they are younger, poor, that she can leave your daddy alone.
So before we go, just right before we go, I just remember somebody said it. I don't watch Dubai Bling. I don't know if you watched it, but
I
sent you a video yesterday, right?
Yes.
And I didn't finish that video, but you see the first part of that video, it knocked me out.
Which I want the young
the,
girl with
the young
old
girl
man.
That married an old man.
And she's not looking for love.
And she's looking
for
love.
Just one episode.
I almost died.
She went on a date and she was so bored. This man took her on a helicopter.
He's like,
she was so bored. She's like, something I do often.
Jesus.
Like there was nothing that guy said that made her interested.
So are we saying that once a woman tastes big money, it's impossible to triple if you don't have that kind of money?
I don't think so. Melinda Gates was dating she was dating a teacher.
Yeah, Melinda Gates is rich. Like she is like significantly richer than any man she's gonna date.
She's a sugar mommy.
Like,
I feel that. Right? But this girl, to the money she does not.
Yeah, but would he be like?
It's not Melinda Gates money.
Do you know what I mean? Like she's.
Yeah, so someone like her, the kind of person she seems like is like she's only attracted to money, right?
Oh, okay.
So she's attracted. So I don't think that she can even be attracted to you if you're wearing certain
things.
You look at certain. So she's attracted to money. So that one is different.
Because I was like, that builds a theory.
But God, please test me first and see what I'll be attracted to.
I was going to say, Melinda, give me a call.
She broke up with her teacher boyfriend, so she's available.
Well, I thought that was this guy's wife,
Jeff Bezos. I don't know what she's up to, but Melinda,
but she's also single, yeah. Well, she's out of marriage.
She's
yeah?
out of. She's at least she's unmarried, so I guess she's single. Unmarried is single.
Mad though. This woman's billionaire woman. Melinda, give me a call. You know, like I mean, I'm getting married, but
I just remember that's true. Who should give you a call?
No, Melinda, I have some friends. Our sauce.
If you're collecting commission, 30%.
Our sauce. I'm saying, Melinda, I promise you, you'll get it. Everything you need in life, you'll get it.
She just needs love and affection. I don't think she's not.
You can't get love and affection. She screams. I can assure you of that. But love and affection. No. But black men,
affection now. Black men love. They do know how to love.
Yeah, black men know how to love. They hold you tight. They console you.
Even if it's
you.
For a while, just a while. They
please don't bring your tragedy to Melinda.
No. That's not what I mean. Please. God, Jesus. No, what I mean is like you said, screams, right? So like they know that it's only for a moment. So they will treat you right.
Okay.
So it's contract now. If it's 6 months, that's 6 months. Bad to me.
Exactly.
Boy, but she ain't bad with tea.
Melinda, give me a call. I have clients. I have people that are, you know, source you to. Anyways, guys, thanks so much for the episode. Listen to this episode. My name is still Uncle Debo.
And I am the not so street fighter. Fake me.
Yeah, you're a fighter now. I have to see you differently, bruv.
Yeah. Everyone I tell that story sees me differently, but I swear I'm still sweet. Like I'm nothing but nice.
God, using my distance to block you now.
What's that thing? The more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's me.
I plan to use that thing in December.
I'm going to use it.
Some shit might happen to me in December. Might or might not, right? It's all like in the air. Like, trust me, if it happens, I will have the best episode ever in January. Like, you just have to sit down and let me rant for you.
Oh, my God.
But it can only happen in Nigeria when I travel, right? And if it doesn't, I'll see ya. But like, I plan to use that video or that clip or that wording to be like,
the more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out.
The more you're going to find out. Sign out, guys. Peace out.
Bye, guys.